Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the current dance craze sweeping the Republican Party. It's called the Donald Trump two-step, and it's pretty simple. Take one step forward, turn right, turn righter, then one step back. Kind of like the twist meets the hokey pokey with a heavy emphasis on the hokey. There's an election coming up, and the threat of a blue wave is spooking conservatives like cobwebs in a closet with the lights on after midnight. The question is whether to slow dance with the president or to waltz away so far they can't even see him due to the curvature of the earth. You know, like Democrats have done with Nancy Pelosi. The difference being, she's a little more ignorable. The president thinks he's John Travolta and can't help discoing himself into every single spotlight event, including hurricanes. And GOP candidates have to decide if they want to insult his base or the intelligence of normal human beings. Hence, the development of their limbo dance of shame. Whenever he shoots out a crude tweet or says something demonstrably false or acts with an oafishness normally attributed to drunken grizzly bears, they gravely announce being mildly offended and issue a statement that sort of but not really criticizes his behavior, then claim to be satisfied with his intention to make amends even if he hasn't said anything to that effect. It's the Oval Office apprentice jig, where you bounce up and down and move in and out and keep bopping and weaving so as to never allow yourself to be pinned down to any specific opinion. The good news is, this slam dance marathon will only last another 7 weeks. The bad news is, many are going to drop, either from exhaustion or by tripping over their own feet. Or even better, his. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.